Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Tap into the power of your sensuality with sexy audio stories created for women by women. Download the app and transport your mind today. Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. Q-Code presents Narcissa, starring Diana Agron, created by Alex O. Eaton.
You're Sydney, right?
Yeah. Have we met before?
Only in my dreams. You're so beautiful.
Most people call me Sid.
Nice to meet you. I'm Andy.
Andy. I have to find you.
Part 2. Can I see you again?
You can run, but you can't hide.
We know where you live, idiot.
Hey, where'd it go?
Over here. Kent, come here, Kent. Kent!
And I'm not kidding. I hid there for a good 2 hours before I moved. I couldn't even go home. I slept in the park.
I can still smell her perfume on my clothes. Subtle, but unique. Notes of smoke and orange blossom. I can almost taste it. Wonder where she was going all dressed up like that. Bright red nails, sheer tights, like a femme fatale from one of those old detective films. We barely spoke. There was just something about her.
Hello? Earth to Sid, did you hear me?
Oh God, I'm a terrible friend. Yeah, sorry. I'm listening. Why'd you run? You've been playing that table for so long, they must know you're good for it.
I can't play this time. It's more than I've ever lost.
How much?
She's gonna kill me when I tell her it's $100,000.
$100,000?
What the hell, Sid? You're reading again.
I'll explain. But first, explain to me how you managed to lose $100,000. What were you playing?
Texas Hold'em.
But we were so good at Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, we were. You know what? You're making me feel worse about it. Just forget it.
Sorry. Don't worry. We'll sort it out.
Yeah? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
No, not that.
Come on, you're on a bender. You know you want to.
No, Kent, I don't. Ugh, come on, man.
Sorry. I'm just desperate. Wait, so let me get this straight. You relapsed and read for Laura, and now she feels bad for asking and is trying to make up for it with this family dinner.
I guess. We don't have to stay long.
Why'd you read for her, Sid? You've worked so hard.
I don't know. I guess I still feel like I owe her something.
You have to stop blaming yourself for that.
Since when did you become the voice of reason?
You know I'm right.
I know.
You're late.
Aunt Sid!
Hi, Russi. Sorry, there was traffic.
No, there wasn't. Kent, how are you? You look so tired, sweetie.
Settle, sis.
What?
It's okay. I am tired.
Hey, Laura. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Did you question anyone else today?
Yeah, a few other people, but they all seem like dead ends. Why, did you hear something?
No, just curious. It's weird being back here. I used to babysit Russ every weekend, but I haven't been invited over since the funeral. Guess it's been a little over a year. Richard. I liked Richard. He was funny, charming, but there was something dark underneath. I knew he was having negative thoughts. I didn't tell Laura because he's her husband and I assumed she knew. But she apparently didn't. And when he took his life, it was a big shock to everyone. Everyone but me. She started blaming it on me, saying that if only she'd known that all of this could have been avoided, I couldn't help but feel bad about it. I guess that was another reason I decided to stop reading.
So, Kent, you been on any dates recently?
Not really. I ditched the apps a while back. What about you?
Not yet.
Oh, sorry.
What was the app you two met on?
Speed.
Didn't they get busted for stealing people's information?
Yep.
Yeah, see, I just don't think I would ever trust one of those.
I mean, we basically have our phones inside our heads.
Yeah, that's different.
Whatever you say.
Well, what app do you use now if Speed is tanked?
Oh, haven't you heard? Sid's moved up in the world.
Can you not?
What do you mean?
She uses Chromosome now.
What's that?
They say you have to have a special chromosome to be accepted, aka only attractive and smart people.
What's a chromosome?
Don't listen to Uncle Kent, kiddo. He's a dum-dum.
Okay, but...
I'll have you both know I don't need apps to meet someone. In fact, I met someone today.
You did?
You did?
Yes, I did.
Well, who is he?
Well, they were my customer and we hit it off.
So, are you going to see them again?
Maybe. If I don't see her again, I will lose my mind. Rassi, how was school today?
Ah, look at her changing the subject.
We had math and then science. And then Alice and I built a huge sandcastle on the playground.
How big?
Huge!
Whoa.
Oh, and then a woman from Mind Reader Awareness came and talked to us.
MRA? What did they want?
They gave us superpowers.
What kind of superpowers?
The kind to catch bad guys.
What kind of bad guys?
Mind readers. They taught us how to spot them, track them, and turn them into the police. They even let me wear a thought protector.
Wow, kiddo. That's great. Did you know about this?
I was gonna tell you after dinner.
I heard a PSA on the radio today. Thought it was a rerun.
Maybe I'll take Russ in the other room to play. Come on, mate.
What?
Well, Denison streamed in from DC this afternoon to let us know the government is reinstating the department.
The department?
They're looking for mind readers again.
Everywhere?
Nationally.
Is that why Hans is back?
I think so.
Shit. There was no one who caught more readers than Special Agent Hans Gold. If readers had their own boogeyman, it would be him. Even thinking his name sends a shiver down my spine. When I was little, during the initial purge, Hans and his department hounds would patrol the streets, arresting anyone they suspected of being a reader. You just had to look at them wrong and you'd get stopped. Our dad did everything he could to keep me safe. He always tried to stay one step ahead of Hans. Nationwide, I think they caught about 20,000 people, an estimated 98% of all readers. After that, the department went under. Just didn't seem necessary anymore. Hans slithered away, and I slept better at night. But now he's back, along with my anxiety.
Pow, pow! Pow, pow, pow! Die, you stupid reader!
You know, Russ, mind readers really aren't bad people. They're just like me and you.
But they're trying to steal our brains and ruin our lives!
No, they're not. I promise. You want to know a secret?
Yeah?
I know one.
You do?
Yeah. And she's really cool and smart.
Can I meet her?
Maybe someday.
Hey, Kent. I'm exhausted. We should go.
Don't go!
We'll be back soon. We promise.
Thanks for dinner, Laura.
Well, thanks for coming. It was nice to see you guys. You know, you really did make a cute couple.
Who, us? You sure you got the right people?
And on that note...
Are you okay?
Not really.
Look, you'll be fine. You've done a good job of hiding from them so far.
Well, I don't want to hide. There hasn't been live Asians around since I was in high school. Who knows what sort of technology they have now?
I promise it'll be fine.
What if this has anything to do with the murder?
What murder?
I didn't want to freak you out. That's why Laura needed my help.
I thought you said it was just a carjacking. There hasn't been a murder in years. Were you ever going to tell me there was a killer on the loose?
Don't be so dramatic. There are crazy people all over this town. What? You scared? You need to sleep at mine?
I mean, there are two very large men who are trying to track me down, but don't worry about it. I'll fend for myself.
Look, I promise we're going to figure this out. Hey.
Oh, well, you look like shit.
Thanks.
Listen, I know we're friends and all.
We're most certainly not friends.
But I really need you to shape up, girl. You know you're my first mate out here on the floor.
Aye, aye, Captain. Oh, how I despise this little man with his wandering eyes and tiny hands, but I need this job.
Oh, I got my eyes on you.
It's right, though. I do look like shit. Couldn't sleep. To avoid nightmares of the boogeyman, I spent the entire evening thinking about her. About Andy. I even rushed to work like I thought she'd be here, sitting patiently at the end of the bar. Unfortunately, there's a weepy, middle-aged mother who looks like she's gonna be here for a while.
Excuse me.
What can I get you?
Another, please.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, dear. I don't know. Maybe I'm hormonal or something.
You've lost it. You've lost it. I'm losing it. I need to go back. I want to go back. But don't they know this is all fake? This is a simulation for us, the ones that live inside.
Oh, God. She's a VR junkie.
Oh, this deep virtual real life is just too pathetic. It's true.
Here you go.
Stay the hell away from me. All of you, just stay away.
Kent used to talk about people like her when he worked as a nurse at the virtual clinic. Kind of a fucked up job, but it kept him from gambling. His job was to feed and clean the virtual patients. Some only go in for an hour or so, but there are hardcore fanatics who get hooked up for weeks, even months, without a break. Fries your brain. And they leave not knowing who or where they are anymore.
Hi, I'd like 2 vodka martinis and 1 scotch on the rocks.
Incoming call from Kent.
Ignore.
Incoming call from Laura.
Ignore. Ugh, what's going on? Sorry, sir. So that was 2 gin martinis?
Vodka. Ugh, God.
Oh my, Kent, what's going on? What's happened to your face?
God. Oh my God, is he gonna be okay?
Yes, he's fine.
Ah, he's dripping blood all over the place. No, don't get away from me.
Kent, follow me.
We got 2 sundaes for room service and a steak frite for table 12.
What happened?
Order's up. Holy shit. Guys, a little help here. What the fuck?
I thought I was in the clear, you know, so I went home, but they were there waiting for me.
Okay, try and calm down. Let's clean you up.
What's going on here?
Do you have a first aid kit?
Does he even work here?
Does that really matter?
Here. Just don't let him bleed all over my kitchen.
Sorry.
I'm a dead man.
Still.
I'm never going to get the money together.
Well, what about your dad?
I haven't been home in so long, I don't know if he'd even take my call.
What now? Who is this? Sid, can you explain what's going on here?
Just give me a minute.
No, now. He's scaring the customers.
I'm trying to help him. He's hurt.
I can't deal with this today, Sid. You both need to get the hell out of here.
Sid, it's okay. He's right.
Fine. Let's go, Kent.
Our presenting partner, Dipsy, understands how feeling anxious and overwhelmed can make it impossible to shift gears and get yourself in the mood. Dipsy is here to change all of that. Their erotic audio stories and sexual wellness sessions are research-informed and created by women for women. 90% of women report using their imaginations to get turned on. And for us, sexuality is as mental as it is physical. Through immersive soundscapes, like the ones you're experiencing in Narcissa, your mind can transport to another world. Dipsy stories create a fantasy world where you can relax, safely explore what turns you on, and tap into the power of your sensuality on your own terms. Their expert-led wellness sessions on meditation and breathwork help you connect with your body and release the stresses of the day. They even have sleep soundscapes and bedtime stories, making their app a one-stop destination for a better bedtime routine. Download the Dipsy app today to start prioritizing your joy, pleasure, and rest. For listeners of Narcissa, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/narcissa. That's 30 days of full access when you go to dipsestories.com/narcissa. Listen and light yourself up with Dipsy.
The game started an hour ago. Look, I'm sorry, Sid. I really don't know any other way. I promise this won't happen again.
Yeah, right.
No, listen. I swear. I'm beyond desperate. If you do this, I'll go to a meeting every day for the next year.
For the next century.
Deal.
What's one more night? I'll stop tomorrow. I can convince myself that it's for a good cause. I'd be lying if I didn't say the idea of reading at a game didn't excite me.
You ready?
I'll stop tomorrow.
Sid, you ready?
What do you mean? You're coming with me.
No, I can't show my face in there. Those guys will kill me. You know that. I promise you'll be okay. I'll be waiting around the corner.
What's the buy-in?
$20,000.
You're kidding.
You still have a lot from back in the day, don't you?
That's all I've got left, though.
I promise you'll get it back. I promise.
If I don't, then we're both screwed. This is all starting to feel like deja vu. Aside from being a terrible match romantically, Kent and I weren't good for each other in other ways. I used him to feed my addiction. He used me to feed his. He likes to drink and gamble. I like to win. Until a year ago, we were playing cards every weekend, and every weekend we'd walk away richer. The thing with card games, especially illegal ones, is that people are on edge. They're looking for cheaters, for fakes, for mind readers. I liked the danger at first, but there were a couple of close calls and we decided to call it quits. Yet here I am, exactly 1 year later, waiting outside the same heavy, ominous door for the same enormous bouncer to shine a bright light in my eyes to make sure I'm real.
Sid, what up? I haven't seen you around here in a while.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Same old. Aside from having to chase your boy Kent around town the other night.
Kent? Is he in trouble or something?
Yeah, the worst kind.
Shit. Well, I don't talk to that idiot anymore.
That's probably for the best, you know? You here to play?
You know it.
All right, let me see those pretty eyes of yours.
The game is held in the back room of a butcher shop. The hallway reeks of bleach and rotting flesh. It covers up the smell of money that seeps under the door at the end of the hall. We should have chosen an easier table, one filled with amateurs and tourists. This is not that. This is a tight game with big players who like to bet big money. It's the only place in town where they play no limit. But even at a table with the best players, there's always a sucker. When you play a lot, they're easy to spot. And when you can read their minds, it's even easier.
Well, as I live and breathe, Sydney... Well, shoot, I don't even think I know your dang last name. What are you doing around here?
Thought I'd play a few hands.
Oh, honey, I don't know. I think you're good, but do you know who that is sitting over there?
No. I definitely know who that is. That's Jim Klein. He's who Kent owes. He is a tough guy with a mean poker face, but I bet I can beat him.
That's Jim Klein.
Oh, wow. He is infamous. What's the buy-in?
It's 20,000.
Oof, that's steep. Who are the other players?
You know Ruby, she's dealing tonight, and Leon. But the other three work in hypertech, so... You know they got money to burn.
I'm in.
Lord, you're incorrigible. I forgot that about you. Have fun.
Good evening, Sid.
Good evening.
You here to clean up your friend's mess?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm here to remind you gentlemen what it's like to be beaten by a girl.
My wife beats me plenty. Thank you.
Sid, you know Jim and Leon, but this is Charlie, Justin, and Spencer.
Hi.
Hey.
Nice to meet you guys. Shall we? I'm actually a good player. I knew the ins and outs of poker before we started our little racket. My dad used to play with his police buddies every Wednesday. I'd watch them for hours. Dad made sure I knew the rules, but he never let me join. That always seemed like a boys' club. Now I'm a member. The objective of Texas Hold'em is to make the best five-card hand using the cards on the table and your whole cards. It goes like this. Two cards to each player. Five community cards down in the middle. You bet. Three cards go up first. Bet again. Another one up. Bet again. The river card is up last. As simple as that.
The bet is to you. What'll it be, lads?
Check.
Check.
Raise 5,000.
I'm folding.
So soon.
I call that. First rule of cheating in poker is never win too many hands. Second rule, always cheat off the sucker.
A pair of aces. Hell yeah. I think this is as good as it gets. I'll bet light to draw them in. They won't know what hit them.
Boy, have I spotted the sucker. You don't even need to be a reader to know what cards he's holding. Jim, on the other hand, he's the real deal. His mind goes blank and his face turns to stone. I got a fold.
Better luck next time, sweetie.
He's the kind of guy you want to punch in the face every time he opens his mouth. Over the last 2 hours, I've won... And I won, and I lost, and I won some more. I drew it out nice and slow. Every time they thought I was done for, I'd pull through. I'm up $80,000 right now. Jim is at my neck, and Spencer continues to surprise us. Of course, I'm the only reason Spencer is still here. I'll keep him here. I need him here. He's my bait. New players, fresh meat. Just need one more game and I'm out of here.
Oh, wow. This is her. She's so hot.
Who is he thinking about? Smoke and orange blossom. No. Oh my God, it can't be.
A Negroni, please.
What is she doing here?
Hello, guys. I'm Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Act natural. You talk to her after the game. Just wait.
Oh, she's gonna throw me off my game. Holy shit, she looks amazing. Did she just smile at me? I mean, she must recognize me. She must.
Let's get this thing going.
Keep it together, Sid.
Ooh, there's a horse to know. Real spades. Jack of diamonds. Two of hearts, four of spades.
Three of diamonds, eight of spades.
I don't want to read her hair. Feels wrong. Dirty. There's really no other way. Why can't I read her? This is impossible. This doesn't happen.
The bet's yours.
Oh, I'm so screwed. Why is this happening? I can't play the game like this.
A raise, 2,000.
Call.
Fold.
Fold.
Like clockwork. Every time. Even though to play kid.
Give me a break.
Fold.
Fold. It's as if I've completely forgotten how to play. Can't keep my eyes off her mouth, and I can't stop trying to read her. God.
I call.
Sid, you okay?
Yeah.
Hand me your cards. It's a new game.
Come on, Sid. Pull yourself together. Only 20,000 away. You can do this.
Oh, yeah. I got the ladies.
Time to bet big.
Let's go.
Okay. My two kings beat his queens. Keep calm.
Check.
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 Raise 10,000.
Whoa. You sure you know what you're doing there, Spence?
Raise 10,000.
Call.
Call.
Yeah, well, okay, girls. I'm out.
Me too.
Fold.
Fold.
Shocker.
Here comes the flop. A 10, king, and queen for you three.
These girls are screwed.
Raise 20,000.
Call.
Ooh, shit. What'll it be, Andy?
Don't call. Don't call.
Call.
Oh, God, no. I wish I could help her out of this. I don't want to take all her money.
Here we are with a 4 of diamonds.
I don't want to scare them off. I check here. Hopefully one of them's stupid enough to bet me.
Check.
Raise 20,000. Andy should definitely fold here. Fold, fold.
Call.
No! What is she thinking? I've got both of them beat.
I can check raise her, but I'll wait.
Call.
And the river, my dears. 7 of hearts.
I bet you all in. What is that? 20K more?
Hell yes. He's through. Call.
Call.
3 queens. Read 'em and weep.
Sorry, buddy. I have you beat. 3 kings. Oh, God. Andy looks so sad. Winning shouldn't feel this bad.
Andy? A jack and an ace. She's got a straight. Andy wins.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
It's been a pleasure, gentlemen.
And just like that, I've lost everything.
Thanks, doll.
Jesus Christ, that was a massacre.
Who the hell was that?
I think I've seen her play with Jeffrey before.
Why'd you let her in? You know he's not welcome here anymore.
All I know is she had the money.
Hey, you okay?
Uh-huh. No, I'm not okay. I am bad. I am very, very bad.
She better be waiting for me outside.
Well, fellas, I gotta go too.
I should keep playing. Down 30,000, which is nothing for Kent. I could win some of it back. Not all of it, but enough to buy Kent some time. Oh, I can't let her get away again. Andy!
Can I help you?
Can I see you again?
Do I know you?
We met at the Oakview.
I'm sorry, I've never seen you before tonight.
Is there a problem here?
No, babe. Let me handle this.
She beat you, fair and square.
What is he doing in the car with you?
I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, and we really have to get going.
Bye-bye now.
Wait!
Sid! Fuck! Get in the car! What happened? Did you win?
Like I said, every good player can spot a sucker.
Narcissa stars Diana Agron as Sid, with Maria Sten as Andy, Angus Emery as Kent, Angel Olsen as Angel 2.0, Jennifer LaFleur as Laura, Jacob Haver as Russ. Additional performances by Sam Shainberg, Jeff McClure, Zatara Falcon, Angela Trimber, Mark Jacobson, Audrey Turner, Robin Eaton, Henry Gottfried, Ruby McAllister, Susan Traylor, Tom Antonellis, John Rothman, Asante Jones, Daniel Lujan, Peter Falls. Created, written, and directed by Alex O. Eaton. Executive produced by Diana Agron, Alex O. Eaton, Rob Herding, Sandra Yiling, and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Xinyan Huyu and Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Robin Eaton and Roger Moutinho. Cue Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Edited by Jeffrey Fettig. Additional editing by Ryan Walsh. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Sound design by Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ryan Sanchez. Additional mixer, Brad Toller. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchin. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director, Harry Katz. Script supervisor, Lucia Peer. Production coordinators, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach and Bailey Grayson. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Host coordinator, Beatrice Noronha. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Additional source music by Lion Lim, Jill Sobule, and Robin Eaton. Special thanks to Mar Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Narcissa is a Q Code production. Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Listen to hundreds of sexy audio stories to unwind and reconnect with yourself. Download the app today.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.